Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and I'm choking as I go. Joining me now, from Legally Armed in Detroit, he is the director, Rick Ector. Wait a minute. Should we make that Rick Ector the director? How does that, I mean, how should we?
Hey, man, either way works. I am director, Ector, director. Hey, man, it works. I'm here, and I'm glad to once again to be on the great Lock and Load with the incomparable Bill Frady.
I'm going to have to call my accountant to pay for all of that right now. I know.
You know what, man? It's probably not expensive as you think, man. Look,
it's as expensive as it is true, very likely. excuse me. So, what's going on in Detroit? You got snow on the ground?
You know what? We had like a light coating a mere couple of days ago, man. But we got yesterday, man. It was like a steady drizzle of rain, and it has sufficiently subsided that white stuff off the ground, man. It's a little chilly out, a little wet.
Right.
You know, puddles here and there, man. It beats having all of that white stuff on the ground, man. And I'm okay with it. Some people are running around like Chicken Little and a little alarmist that, hey, they don't understand how come the weather isn't like the Arctic blast from decades ago, and I really don't care. It's a sufferable, tolerable, wet, gloomy January, but you know what? No one ever, you know, revels in January weather anyway, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, for me, whenever, right after Christmas, as soon as January the 1st hits, I'm ready for the spring.
Okay, Jesus, how balmy is it in your neck of the woods right now? How balmy is it?
I'll have to look. 48 degrees.
Oh, man, that's great. You probably have people out there in shorts.
What are you talking about? We're windsurfing out down the lakes. We're in bikinis, and those are the guys. I mean, you know, 48 degrees is nothing to us. We love that. No, right now, though, we have a lot of wind. Now, I myself am not a wind fan, and I'll tell you why I'm not a wind fan. I live in a subdivision where they dug it out the side of a hill to get it where the street, so where the yards would be level with with the house versus with the street. Now, in the case of my backyard, that means about a 12-foot divot. I mean, I have an impact area back there in the back that would be perfect for any outdoor range.
Okay.
When the wind blows, it creates this vortex down there in that new hole, the man-made hole, to where it will lift up anything I put on the ground, like a table or a grill, and just blow it all over the yard. I learned the hard way to put everything, like my bonsai collection, is up against the wall, and then it doesn't get touched, it doesn't move. So, but I mean,
a place for everything and everything in its place. Just remember that.
Yesterday, my grill got picked up and thrown out in the yard, and I was not happy about that because now it's broken the support feet on it. Now I got to go spend $80 on two pieces of plastic.
Look, it's only money, man, and you can't take it with you. Remember that.
I'm going to. Next time I get behind on my power bill, when they call me, I'm going to be like, listen, it's only money.
It's only money, and you can't take it with you.
Can't take it.
And you know what? The more of that stuff you leave behind, the more likely you're going to give your heirs something to fuss and fight over, man. Look, do them all a favor and spend it before you leave.
I
spend it all.
I'm in touch with that.
On just frivolous non-pawnable, non-redeemable stuff that they're going to be stuck with forever as a testament to your legacy and that you were once here.
I'm already working on that. Don't be concerned.
Hey, man, I received a phone call from a student of mine today, and before I even get into that, I just want to make sure that I didn't talk about any aspect of this guy and his... did I talk on the air recently about a guy who bought a gun that wasn't the best gun for him? Did I talk about that recently?
I don't think so. But, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about students and first guns, so I don't know if we did this with anybody specifically, you know.
Oh, okay, because this is a story, man, and it has like a, I guess, a good ending, I should say. And, man, I thought that that would be a perfect thing to talk about, especially when there's people out there who are considering buying a gun, man, and they have an option. When people are considering buying a gun, they have an option. They can either, like, go off on their own and make their purchase, which, you know, depending on their, you know, background, maybe a little homework would be in order.
Yeah.
But then some just wing it, and then some people just have an open and trusting relationship that they think that their designated expert, the retailer, is going to particularly have their best interests at heart. And for many retailers out there, that is the case, but man, sometimes you hear about stories where maybe a little due diligence, a little homework, a little research, advice seeking might have, led to a better result. But, yeah, man, I want to talk about this guy who, bought a gun, man.
Well, tell me about it. What kind of gun did he buy?
He bought a Kimber Micro 9.
Wow.
And let me tell you, Kimber is, in my opinion, is a great manufacturer of firearms.
Okay.
And this piece was a beauty. It is a beauty. The Micro 9. It's a pretty gun, man. And some people, they look at me real funny when I describe a piece of hardware as beauty. And it is a pretty gun. It really is. Is in this particular case, for this particular student that I know, in my humble opinion, this gun was not the best gun for him. And see, there are people out there, they have this thought that above all else, that their gun should be a little itty bitty, teensy weensy, little bitty thing that they can transport, carry, conceal, access without, you know, the so-called large footprint, you know,
right,
without occupying a lot of space. But,
right,
man, you're giving up so much for that one aspect of owning a defensive handgun. And, you know, dare I say, you're buying your first handgun. Please do just at least a little bit of research, because, you know what, I'll tell you, a lot of people may employ, you know, other things in your best interest when you're buying a gun. And I'm not saying that, you know, some dealers out there are intentionally trying to offload some stuff, man. I'm just saying that in their zeal to retail a gun, they might not necessarily get the best gun for you.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that just because you bring up a really good point. And I think the dynamic has shifted a little bit, but I do want to talk about that. How do people find you?
People can find me, Rick Ector, at LegallyArmedInDetroit.com. That's my blog. You can find me on social media, on all of my digital properties, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and even, dare I say, IMDb.
Dare you say. Which means he's a movie star.
Trying to be.
Thankfully, he took me with him. Now, I, too, am a movie star, although I am considered to be IMDb because of Rick. It just says it's on my show. It doesn't introduce me the way that Rick does. So, but anyway, we're going to get back on this because Rick has brought up a really interesting thing that a lot of people talk about nowadays. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hear that? The soothing sounds of a bubble bath. And if you were here, you'd smell a single cedar leaf candle. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get back on the road and enjoy 24/7 roadside assistance from Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And then take a shower, because it's fast, like your motorcycle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance may require comprehensive coverage, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Log, talking to Rick Ector, the director. And you brought up this thing about where people are going out buying the smallest footprint of a gun.
Yeah. And here's the thing. There's no bad reason, in my opinion, to buy a gun.
Right.
It's just I think some people may, in my opinion, place too high of a priority on concealability above every other potential factor that would go into buying a gun. And, you know, I preface to say that not only is this to buy a gun to have for whatever reason, whether it's personal protection or just to add to that ever-growing collection, but if it's your first defensive gun, man, I think that size should not be unduly considered.
Right.
I mean, yes, size impacts everything.
Well, so there's, I've seen these two thoughts that have emerged. I did a video about the SIG P365 when it first came out. This was before they came out with the P365 XL and the P365 Macro.
Okay.
And I thought the little gun was a miraculous little thing. It was a little itty bitty thing. It could carry 12 rounds. It had a 12 round magazine. So you got that double stack goodness happening. And at the same time, you have the lowest common denominator as far as that footprint is concerned. The only problem was that in the event that if somebody said I had to go take a weekend class where I'm going to shoot 1,000 rounds through this gun,
right?
I knew that I was going to regret that heavily.
Right. And dare I say, you only brought just the one magazine. What is it, like 7 rounds or something?
Well, no, it's a 12-rounder, but I mean, or a 10-rounder. But the thing is this. I think you carry the biggest gun you can carry that you can conceal because it's more shootable. And I think you carry the gun that you're going to practice with the most. And I don't think you go out and buy a gun where the only thing is this is the easiest gun to carry, because I think when I made this video, the statement that I made was this was not a combat or a fighting handgun. And a lot of people took umbrage at this, like I was, you know, poking fun at their manhood.
Oh, man, look, you say just one thing that could be taken as a dig at their pet gun.
Yeah.
Oh, man, be prepared for some inboxes, some emails, and some messages on your videos, man. Because, hey, look, let's face it. We all have our pet gun, man, and if you say anything about it that's not construed as you know, positive, it could be taken as sacrilege, man.
Well, but here's the thing, that some of the circular reasoning I got was like when I said that this is not a fighting handgun, somebody said, well, most people that go out carrying a gun are not going to get in a gunfight. So if I actually do get in a gunfight with this gun, then hence it is a fighting handgun. But that kind of circular reasoning, you know, we're in a position now today, right? And I mean, you live in Detroit. How often is it to where one guy just rolls up on somebody else and says, excuse me there, let me telegraph my intentions. I'm about to rob you. I'm by myself. There's nobody else going to be here. And I'm not on any sort of drugs, so it doesn't take, it's not going to take more than 5 rounds to kill me if you're carrying a gun. But I just wanted you to know. I mean, who's doing that now?
Yes, that reasoning is rather circular, and here's the thing. By all means, I mean, ammo capacity is, for me anyway, a huge determination as to what I carry. I mean, 16 plus one, yeah, and a spare mag, yeah. You know what, I think I have enough, but, man, let me tell you, when I talk to people, sometimes they put these little seeds of doubt in my mind. But as it related to this Kimber Micro 9, man, look, it's a pretty gun, man.
Yeah.
You know, pretty gun. It's a gun. It makes you just go ahead and catcall and whistle at it. But for his, and I say, and I'm very specific, for his needs as a very first time handgun owner who doesn't have those teeny tiny itty bitty little hands, I mean, he had a lot of problems in manipulating it, and just in terms of loading and unloading it, which, you know, made it, you know, be a negative in my mind for him. And dare I say, he even slapped his hand in it when he was chambering his magazine. And I was like, yeah, man, this probably is not the right gun for you. And he wasn't, you know, he was too small for him to actually hold it and grip it right. And, you know, and I was doing my best to be positive, man, because the last thing you want to do is come across as negative and leave, you know, your customer, your student feeling really bad about, you know, something they've already done. And you just try to make them you know, make the most of it or the best of it. And in this particular case, I believe he confided in me that he paid $750 for it. And I'm not saying that he paid too much for it. No, I'm not. I'm saying for what he would have gotten more value out of for, you know, considering his hand size and his experience level, that may have not been, you know, the first gun that he should have bought, you know. And like I said, not trying to be negative, always best foot forward. And I guess even though I was being, you know, very careful with my words, he could kind of just, you know, read between the lines that I didn't think that this was the best gun for him.
Right.
And he was right. Because at the end of the day, I guess I convinced him unwittingly to, you know, take it back and get something else. But, you know, when you take a brand new gun that you took to the gun range and you fired it and you realize that it's not the best gun for you, then you're going to notice a truism, a reality when you like go back to the shop and say, hey, I made a mistake. Can I, you know, apply my purchase to something else? You're going to be a little disappointed, man. And, I think he paid a price and took a hit on his trade-in.
Probably about 60%, right?
He took a huge hit on it, man. And look, I would tell you to put it on the highest shelf and make it, you know, like a trophy room queen or something, you know, like a shrine, you know, but, he ended up buying, get this, he ended up buying the SIG P365, which I would have probably have suggested to him, you know, at the beginning, had I been a part of his consultation, but I would have ran him through the whole 9mm or higher, fits your hand like a glove,
right.
And you reach all the controls, and can you shoot it well, and then let's start talking about price. We probably would have ended up there because, believe it or not, a fair number of my first-time handgun buyers these days recently have been buying P365s, man. And
tell everybody how to find it. We're going to find. I got a few questions about that when we get back because now you've just stepped somewhere I want to go.
Rick Ector, Legally Armed in Detroit. I can be found as Detroit CCW at Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and of course IMDb.
Of course, just of course, only of course. One thing Rick does that he's always going to do is teach people the art of armed self-defense. So this is somewhere I've been wanting to go with somebody for quite some time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fani Willis can remain on former President Trump's election interference case if the special prosecutor is replaced, or she can remove herself. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, T-shirt. In every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
During his remarks, Biden condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package. McDonald's is addressing a system failure affecting its restaurants worldwide. The company acknowledged a technology outage in a statement Friday morning, resulting in the closure of a number of locations around the world. John Schaefer, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is Lock and Load, and I'm speaking with Rick Ector, the director. And you were just telling me that a bunch of your students have been buying SIG P365s. Now, are they buying the XL, the macro, or just the standard little P365?
Just the standard P365, man.
See, I've held the XL. I could do a day class with the XL. I've got a macro coming. And I'm looking forward to getting that in my hand, because I've had a few people tell me that that is a very, very good gun. But it's interesting that with that particular gun, which they, you know why they call it the P365, right?
Please share it with me and our listening audience.
Because you can carry it 365 days a year.
You know, I was thinking that, man, but it seemed too easy.
Yeah. Well, it is, but whoever came up with that, I hope they didn't get paid a lot of money at SIG for that. But yeah,
you know, sometimes the best marketing, man, is just straightforward, open, and honest.
Right? It's pretty simple, pretty simple. But
right,
the thing is that I think they looked at that and figured out that, first of all, of their striker fire guns, I think the 365 is the better platform than the 320. Okay, because it doesn't seem to have the problems that the 320 has. The P320 seems to have a bunch of problems. The other thing about it is that it is actually quite the miraculous little gun, and that they fit as many rounds as they do in it. But I think the bigger grip is actually, because like with a 365, if I pull that gun up and if I have to do a magazine change, guess what gets in the way of the magazine coming out?
Right.
My hand.
Yeah, and that's the problem my friend was having with the Kimber Micro 9, man. Right. And like I said, I don't want anybody to even think that I'm being disparaging about it. I think it's a fine firearm. It's just, I don't know if it's most appropriate for the first time brand new gun owner who, you know, doesn't have little teeny tiny hands, man. And, And like I said, he pinched himself, and I was like, man, you know what? I was trying my best. Have you ever been with someone and you're like totally, well, kind of against them doing something, and you don't want to be negative and you don't want to, you know, be disparaging?
Sure.
But it's already done, and you're kind of like trying to help them make the best, you know, situation out of it if possible.
It's like trying to fit the round peg through the square hole.
I was not going to berate him and say, hey, look, look, you need to just take this gun back and take a huge hit on your investment and buy something, you know, a little more amenable to you and the platform that best suits your hand, of course, that you can shoot well in this 9mm or higher. But, you know, hey, you know, I would much rather, and I don't want to come across as self-aggrandizing, self-promotion, but let me tell you, please do whatever is necessary to test a gun out and shoot it, you know, before you actually buy it. I know there are some places they have different policies on letting you shoot a gun, but typically they'll have that gun on display in the rental section, and you can go rent it first. Yeah, you might have to invest a few bucks to actually rent it, and that probably won't be applied towards your purchase price if you actually buy, you know, that model. But let me tell you, it is so much easier to invest and lose, say, that 50 bucks or so, whatever it costs to rent that gun, and be free and clear of it, and you can then make a totally different decision and not be so heavily invested in. So he paid $500 more or less for that P365, which was less than the $750 plus he paid for the Micro 9, but it was a much more better firearm for him. This is not even considering the price, right? When I'm consulting with the student, man, price doesn't even come into the factor until we're way down the list of everything that matters.
Right.
Caliber, capacity, fit, you know, how well you actually shoot it, you know, and then once we get to that space, and if the price of the gun is $750, so be it. You know what? We all agree it's the best gun for you. But if you're pinching your hand, your palm, and you're catching meat in the mag well with the firearm, and you're not shooting it well, and you can't reach all the controls because your hands are too big, I mean, it's probably not the best gun for you. And if there's some Kimber Micro 9 fans out there, look, don't send me hate mail. I'm just saying, for this one guy, it wasn't the best for him.
Well, but I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It all comes down to ergonomics. Now, that gun is probably ideal for somebody else. So that's what
it is.
And there's, you know, a market for it. It just didn't work with your guy.
Yeah. And you know, the thing that, you know, which I always find interesting is that I always love to see my favorite reviewers do their gun reviews. And you know what? I totally get the utility of gun reviews, because gun review videos are actually among the most popular videos in the whole firearm space, man.
Right.
If you want to do a video and get a ton of views, do a ton of review videos, right? Weren't review videos like your most popular videos on your YouTube channel?
Well, I do them, but see, I don't. So, like, sometimes my sponsors will send me something to review, and I will. But it's not a matter of me getting out there saying whether it's good or not, because very likely, like Nighthawk was a sponsor of mine, I've shot every gun they make. Mm-hmm. So when they would send me a gun to review, it might be the third or fourth time I've had that gun to review. So getting out there and taking a gun that costs that much money and reviewing it, for some people, that's almost, it's insulting for me to get out there and review and say, I heartily recommend it, because, you know, in some cases you're talking about a gun that costs $6,000.
Well, you know, look. God bless you. If the best gun that you want and meets all your requirements is $6,000, you know what? And if so, God bless you. Go buy it, you know, but, I'll tell you, in the demographic in which, you know, I'm fishing, you right. know, the first time gun owner, and many times, and it's not even relevant, but many times it's women. Let me tell you, that space of the market probably won't be tested you know, when we do, you know, when we shoot a few guns and, you know, we start talking about guns that they should buy. But let me tell you, if I had the budget, I would explore that myself. But at this time, I'm not in that space, fam, but I'm geared towards the first-time firearm owner.
Here's the thing about this. With the striker-fired guns that are out today, all of them are very good for the most part. Some of them are outstanding, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're an M&P guy, right?
Yeah.
And the M&P has reimagined itself, and now they have the M&P 2.0. And now a lot of people are migrating that way because they're beginning to look at it now because it is, one, ergonomically superior to the Glock. And it's enough Glock-like to, you know, it brings all the attributes the Glock brings in the first place, but it's got better ergos.
Okay. Right?
So, to me, I mean, some of these guns are more in line of the serious collector. I don't think that there's anything inadequate at all at getting out there in the $500 range and getting one of these striker-fired guns that get used by law enforcement and the military on a regular basis and just are just so reliable. I don't think that's settling. I think that's actually a very good way to spend your money. Coming up on the next break, tell everybody how to find you, if you would.
I am Rick Ector, the director. I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, IMDb, Rick Ector, Detroit, CCW.
And IMDb, of course. He's on IMDb. And
Don't
forget that one. And we haven't, that'll be later on, I think, as we get closer to the, we haven't talked at all about his event that he does annually, but that's coming. We'll talk about that ad nauseum because that's a big, big event when it comes time. When we get back, I'm going to be asking you, Mr. Ector, what your opinion is, though, about what you try to advise your students to do. Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Lock and Load. I've been speaking with Rick Ector, the director. So are you telling me that when somebody goes, if you have a student comes and goes, Rick, you know, I want to start carrying a gun. I don't know what kind of gun to get up. This is going to be my first gun. How many of them actually migrate to those smaller guns?
I think some of them already have these preconceived notions that they want a teeny tiny small gun for concealment purposes above everything else. And I have a process, man, and I really don't go looking towards steering them to a particular model, size. I mean, a caliber, I'm always going to shoot for, pardon the metaphor, I'm always going to shoot for 9mm, but, man, we'll lay out guns on the table, man, on the counterpart, and I'm like, look, just start picking them up, you know, finger out the trigger, safe direction. Like, I'm focusing on the fit and the feel of the gun, and can you actually reach the trigger on the appropriate part of your finger to pull the trigger? Like, I'm the fit and the feel and how it rests in your hand. I'm going with that first. And once we round robin through until we get to about 3 or 4 different models, now we're going to start actually shooting and see what type of results we get.
So if somebody comes to you and says, Rick, we want you to carry a really small gun today, which of the really small guns, and it doesn't have to be a really small gun, what is the smallest gun you would be happy carrying?
Well, I mean, it would have to be like a gun that I can actually hold and utilize properly and accurately. I mean, you know, I have never been tied to a specific gun, man. It's the one that works best. And there, like I said, some people, they got these wild, grandiose ideas about this miniature gun that's so small it's invisible, that they can just whip it out and carry it and not feel the weight when they're walking about with their normal day-to-day routine. I say just toss that idea out of the window. It's got to fit your hand and be the right caliber. 9mm, fit your hand like a glove, reach all the controls, and that you shoot well. And whatever that gun translates into, that's the gun you should buy.
Well, for me, I'm not a little gun aficionado. I see the part where they would, where they have a place. Like if you need, well, like you dress up sort of nice. You whenever you go to these events.
Oh, man, that's thanks for putting it, you know, that way, man. You know, I don't, man. It's just that every now and then when I make an appearance, I mean, you don't want to, you know, always be the jean and t-shirt guy.
Right. You know? Okay. Well, unless you're a radio guy, then you get to be a slob all the time. And I exercise that as a religious right. But having said that, sometimes, like if I'm moving around and I'm filming, And, you know, there's twists and turns and everything. And I'm trying to, when I film something, I'm trying to make it look like I actually know what I'm doing versus being herky-jerky and just, you know, snatching it around and everything. So right. A lot of times I'm rotating on an axis versus taking steps and everything. And that, with a bigger gun, can be a little bit of an issue if you're trying not to. We have open carry in South Carolina, and when I conceal carry, there's two reasons I conceal carry. One, I don't want anybody to know I'm carrying. Two, I don't want to alarm anyone that I'm carrying.
That too.
So, having a, and I mean, to that end, I have a Glock 43, which is really a little too small just because of capacity, because it only, you know, 7 rounds altogether. I have these funky little magazines that'll hold 9, so theoretically I could have a 10-round gun. But that's about the smallest I would go.
You know, hey, call it what you will, man. Have it, whatever. Look, it's something about having a 16-round magazine, man. You know.
Just inspires confidence, doesn't it?
I mean, you know, you can have all these ideas of you can never have too many rounds and how many do you need. I get all of that. You know, plus one, always in the chamber, always hot in the spare magazine. I might be shortchanging myself, man, but it works for me, and I'll probably keep venturing out that way. But, it works. It works, and I feel comfortable. And I know unless I'm in, like, the rarest of extremes, I'll probably have enough firepower to get myself safely out of it, you know, and I'm happy with it. Yeah. You know?
Well, I've said one thing about people like you that have a gun that's the gun, and you're just happy with that. You don't feel like you have to go out and buy the newest and the latest and all this other stuff.
A gun is just for me. It's just a thing. It's just a tool. It's the thing that I'm going to shoot a bad guy with if they put my life in imminent danger, great bodily harm, sexual assault, or death, right?
Right.
And that's it. That's it. That's the only function it supports. I mean, you can start getting into all these other handgun buying considerations, man, but for me, it's just a tool to shoot a bad guy if they try to hurt me, man.
While I'm thinking about this.
I know, it's pure heresy, isn't it? It's pure heresy, isn't it?
No. While I'm thinking about this, though, I need to ask you this. So, do you have the capability of doing a video podcast?
A video podcast.
If I start a video podcast and I want you to be my guest, I'm going to need you to come on video. Do you have a setup to do that?
I don't even know what that would require. Does it require like external hardware of some sort? Like,
well, you know, it'd take a laptop and maybe, I mean, some laptops come with a webcam. A lot of people just use their laptop.
I have a laptop with a webcam, and I've done a lot of video appearances on shows, and I haven't needed to do anything really intricate to get on, man.
That would probably work.
Set it up and give me a link at a time to be there. I'll click it, and I will be there in living color.
Okay. We might. That's something I'm about to start. I've got this thing called StreamYard that I can access now.
I've been on StreamYard.
Yeah, and we're going to be streaming on Rumble, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook all at one time.
Man, that's growing your viewership by leaps and bounds. If you can be on all those platforms simultaneously and stick to a regular schedule and just pump out content, and every time you're online, they get a little alert to their device. Look, man, go, Frady, go.
Well, I'm setting things up as I go, and I'm like doing it a piece at a time here and there. And I'm just about there. I got the camera set up. I got the mic set up. The other thing, though, is I'm having to get rid of stuff. Like, I was going to have this big monitor to monitor what was going on with it.
Uh-huh.
It takes up too much space, and it's too distracting.
Man, I see some guys out there. They have, like, 4 monitors at once, and I'm like, oh, my God, they are like.
That's because they're monitoring stuff they need to be monitoring. It's not because of them monitoring the stuff that. See, I don't need to monitor me. what I see in the camera. I need to monitor what's coming up next and everything. But I'm just about there. I'm working out and testing all the things that I'm going to do with it, and we'll see where it goes.
Look, man, anxious and willing and ready to go. But like I said, man, the thing that really was on my mind today was this one particular student I had that bought this gun that probably was ill-suited for him, and right. He rectified it. But guess what? He lost so much money on the trade-in to get it right that I'm at the point, man, where I'm firmly entrenched. Don't buy a gun until you shoot it.
Well, that's but remember now, you're dealing with adults. Sometimes they're going to come in there. The one thing that's true about guns is you don't know how they're going to work for you until you try to shoot them. There's certain things that are just not going to be apparent. They're just not going to be apparent until you try to shoot them.
That right there, man. And I'm sticking to my guns, pun intended.
There you go. Stick to your guns.
But once again, man. Look, I can't stress it enough. You know, it's for many people, and I get it. In my sample space, in my community, the types of money that we're talking about, 500 or so or better, you know, it represents, believe it or not, an appreciable expenditure.
Right.
And I'm not saying, you know, they're not wondering where the next meal is coming from.
It's going to be plenty. It's going to be adequate, very, very adequate. And I'm saying that because we're about to run out of time and you need to tell everybody how to find you.
Man, I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, IMDb. My handle, Rick Ector, Detroit CCW. It's always my pleasure to be on here every week with Bill Frady, and I look forward to doing it again next week, sir.
As do I, because it's never attained time when Ector's in the house. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.